Emma Woodhouse, handsome, clever, and rich, with a comfortable home and happy disposition, seemed to unite some of the best blessings of existence, and had lived nearly 21 years in the world with very little to distress or vex her. Now that is the opening line to Emma. And it was a very delightful movie. I was smiling throughout the whole thing. It was a really great time. Right as the movie came out, right on the night. It was great. Great time. And what's funny is I had such a positive reaction to this movie that I had planned to actually record this right as soon as I got home. I was giddy from watching this movie with all that it had made me feel and think about. I was actually planning on making an audiobook of the titular novel, but being essentially a month removed, I find myself not really caring as much about that as the world crumbles around me. I remember vividly that the week leading up to the release date of Emma, I was so caught up with trying to record at least the first chapter of the first volume, because naturally I thought, hey, with the hype that would surround the release of this movie, it would be a good time to get some exposure through utilizing that opening. But then I realized that unlike Persuasion, this one had a lot more dialogue, which I would have to then have individual voices for each character, which I'm not that good of an impressionist, so I'm not sure how that would have turned out. I was going to try, but plans got pushed back, and then the end of the world happened, so it's kind of crazy. I always kind of veer towards thinking of post-apocalyptic scenarios, mainly because I played Fallout and watched all these zombie movies, which tended to be post-apocalyptic in nature. And I always fancied myself someone who would survive because I would know what it would take. Or at the very least, be able to gather the right people to do such things. Like a horticulturalist, someone who can take care of the plants and farming and such. I have a plethora of people who know all about firearms, so that wasn't the issue. Transportation would have been, but I kind of figured, hey, I do have a friend with a pilot's license, so there's that. I just kind of had all these thoughts, and then when I saw it coming, there was really nothing I could do. I feel kind of like Tony Stark at the beginning of Endgame when he comes back, and he's like, saw it coming, had a vision, didn't want to believe it. I saw it a month before, I suppose. Not really a month ago, because this will essentially be timeless in the realm of the internet, but a month prior to the world shutting down. But I could do nothing with it. And in the end, it proved more to be a curse than anything else. The curse of knowledge of the end of the world, but with nothing to no recourse, no action, nothing. It has got me thinking, though, as I spend it with my family, that I'm very grateful for what I have. Am I satisfied? No. There is more to me yet in life that I want to get, but I realize that I'm very fortunate, and I realize this as on the announcement of essentially the lockdown of Texas here, and essentially the, I'm going to say the rest of the world, but it's what it felt like, and me realizing the unemployment rate was going to be at 20%, and the unemployment claims are going to be sky high, and all these figures and things like that, thinking about how bad it would be for families, not being able to work, no income, all the grocery stores out of food. Here was my family, all sitting together at the kitchen table with gourmet waffles that my dad had made, with the whole spread of toppings, blueberries, strawberries, whipped cream, bacon, eggs, these giant fluffy delicious looking waffles, and it made me realize that I cannot invite anyone into my life until I can make sure, just as my father has, to make sure that when this time comes, that is what I can provide. And I will not succumb to any anything less, because it's what whoever it is deserves. And then on that front, I realized that I forgot the letters, INJ something, P, I don't know. I'm an advocate personality type, according to the Myers-Briggs thing, which upon reading gave me some insight even further on myself that I had not really realized. But it makes me feel happy that I that I'm not alone. It's a very rare personality type, go figure. But it explains why I feel like no one understands me. And it's because it's just my personality. My personality is one that is so rare that it's gonna take me a long time to find someone like me. And the reason why I was so giddy from watching Emma was three reasons. The first was because it gave the setting was really well done in the movie, set in the UK, and of course back then, olden times, but the estates that it showed weren't just some off distant shots of a huge, you know, castle looking house with rolling hills and trees and everything. They actually got right up close and showed the stone, showed the inside, showed the layout, showed how they lived, etiquette wise. And that is what I want. It was significant to me because the up close and very detailed shots of these things made it feel more real for me, not just some fantasy that I had that was just in my head. Made it feel real, something attainable, something achievable, something I will have. The second was just, it was really funny, and I had a really great time with the person I went to go see with. Glad I went with her. It was a good time. We were the only ones in the movie theater, which is also funny, because it makes it even more of a foreshadowing of things to come. There was no one. It's kind of what it feels like now. And the third thing was a realization about Priscilla again. This time in the form of, and it was before I had the realization about what kind of personality I had, but it made me, look back on my decision about leaving Priscilla in the depths of me being in love with her. Looking back and saying, yeah, that was the right decision. And the reason this movie made it so clear to me is because we would have, for a fact, gone to see it opening night, me and her. Would we have gone to that one in particular, the movie theater, went to North Park? Probably not. It's a bit out of the way for both of us, but nevertheless, it's a very niche movie. Not too many people would have gone to see, so whether it was an empty theater or not, I know that two things would have happened. One, my giddiness to talk to someone about all the things that I had, that was going through my head and what I was feeling about this movie, wouldn't have been her, because she wouldn't understand. She would just be all about, oh, she loves Jane Austen and whatever else. It was so funny. And when I would try to express my feelings of how it made me feel about my future and the attainability of all the things that I wish to accomplish, she would have just been like, oh, cool, or not said nothing of particular value to that point. The other thing is, I'm not even sure that we would be able to watch the movie every single time we've gone to the movies. We try to watch movies. Let's just say her she tends to get a bit preoccupied during those movies. So there would have not been any watching of the movie, especially if it was empty. So, yeah, I made me realize that it wasn't her. Actually, I had a dream about her the other day. Got to go back to my dream episodes, but we were older, in our 30s or something, and I remember I was just trying to have a conversation, not over the phone. I think we just met somewhere, not on purpose, just happened to see each other, and trying to have a civil adult conversation. And I think I had this dream because it kills me. Not that she doesn't exist anymore, but that she exists somewhere with the wrong impression of what happened. Because I can see where she would hate me on a lot of things. Because I was wrong on a lot of things, but even so, the intentions and what was in my heart and what was going through my head at the time were only known to me, as I didn't do that well of a job to explain them upon the breakup or anything else, so. And, well, it's always been a thing for me that perception is one of the highest things that I regard. But anyways, this is Past Me signing off.